me tell you, the situation now in Israel is very dangerous. The government is giving weapons to the terrorists. The government took out 2,000 families 2 years ago from Gush Katif, as you know. Bombs are falling every day, and the government wants to put us in the borders of Auschwitz. It's a very, very big danger. We are staying before a Holocaust in Israel, God forbid. So the only way is to separate us from the government of Israel. If they don't want to have Judea and Samaria, okay, but we want to live there. So we will make our own state, as Ben-Gurion did in 1948.
You were then talking about establishing a second Jewish state in what is known geographically as Israel.
Right, in Judea and Samaria. They want to give it back to the Arabs. We don't want to give it back. We want to live there, and this will be as God wanted, to give the land of Israel to the people of Israel. And Bush and Olmert, the Prime Minister Olmert and President Bush, are fighting God. They declared a war against God and his Bible by sitting together with the terrorists and giving them weapons and giving them pieces of the land of Israel and taking out Jewish people from their homes to give it to the terrorists. And what are we getting from it? Bombs and missiles. So if the government of Israel, like Sharon did, they want to take out more thousands of families, and like the 2,000 families from Gush Katif are homeless now, if they want to do it to more families, we will fight against, and we will have our own state in Judea and Samaria. Olmert can go out, Shimon Peres can go out, they can kiss the terrorists. You know what America would do if some state near America would throw missiles every day to a town, even a little town. And now in Sderot, there are thousands of people living there. No day, no night. They have missiles all day and night in the schools and the kindergartens. And and what are we doing? Nothing. Just giving them back the terrorists that are in the prison of Israel. 400 terrorists went out. When they know, the government know, that 80% of the terrorists that they take out from the prisons coming back to terror.
Let me ask you, you have your own government and your own military in this new state.
In the minute that the government of Israel will sign with the Arabs that they want to take out the Jewish settlers from their homes, we will establish a new Jewish state.
And what would the name of the state be?
Eretz Israel, the land of Israel.
And then what would be your capital city?
Of course, Hebron.
Hebron, the location, the second most sacred piece of real estate in all of the world of creation, is going to be this new capital city. How viable, Rabbi, is this second Jewish state? Is it a dream or could it be a reality?
Would you say that the Ben-Gurion 1948 was a dream? It was a dream and it came to reality.
How far away are we from establishing a second Jewish state in the land of Israel?
Before the government shall declare that she is going to take out new settlers from their homes, new Jewish people from their homes in Judea and Samaria.
And when the government of Israel starts doing that, you will then establish a second Jewish state, declaring it a Jewish state.
No, if they don't want to have Judea and Samaria as a part of Israel, so we are allowed to establish a new state over there.
Do you find that there are others that are joining with you in this idea, other Jewish settlers, other leaders among the Jewish settlers?
All the mayors of all the settlements, all the towns in Judea and Samaria, everybody is in the same idea. Nobody will let Olmert take out more people from their homes. Enough what Sharon did, and you know what kind of situation Sharon is now, to show you that God is a judge, there is a judge and judgment.
What do you see your next move will be? Where will you go from here? Just waiting for the Israeli government to make a move before you make the next move?
No, we will demonstrate when President Bush will come here. We'll do many things before, but we hope that it will not come to this point.
But if indeed your government makes moves to evacuate the area of Judea and Samaria, you'll have to establish a second Jewish state.
Sure, and we will fight. I don't know if you remember what happened in Amona. There was a place, Amona, that the government wanted to take out people from 9 houses over there that is said is built without permission. 300 youngsters were wounded by the soldiers of Israel, unfortunately. They tell them that they have to take out Jewish people, and the soldiers said, no, we came to the army to fight the terrorists. Why do we have to fight our own brothers? But that's what they have to do, because they are in the army. And now many, many soldiers that are coming to the army, new youngsters that are coming to the army, are signing before they came to they are coming to the army, that they will fight only terror and only enemies, but not their own brothers. That's a new thing that we are establishing now, that every youngster that is coming to the army will sign that he is not going to do this dirty job to take his own brothers from their homes.
And if indeed the Israeli government comes to you and tells you that you cannot have a second Jewish state in Judea and Samaria, I understand you to say that you will take up arms and fight against what is Israel today.
We will not fight against Jewish soldiers, but we will not let them fight against us, as every normal man will do when people are coming to take him out from his home and to make him homeless.
So indeed, this is a serious movement that is taking place in Israel today. What was your reception when you spoke at the new Jewish Congress there in Jerusalem?
We hope that God will help us not to have to do it, but if unfortunately it will come to this situation, there is no other way out.
Rabbi Walpole, I appreciate so very much you giving us the information. We've been reading about it in the Israeli press, and now to be able to talk to you directly and get it from you, actually what your plans are in the future, has been very helpful for us to understand what is going on in Israel today. Thank you so very much, my friend.
Thank you very much, and we all shall serve God and be successful in all our duties. Thank you very much.